Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Rough one. By the way, Phil's lost last night. Ranger around 100 pitches or something through five innings. Phil's lose.
We should be concerned about Ranger.
I would agree with that.
There's something where he is so un-Rangery right now.
Yeah, it's
you
not
know,
good.
The thing that you knew you'd get from him was confidence, commitment on his pitches. And you never saw him shaking pitches off. You know, it was always like, ready to go. You know, like, yes,
some John. Yes, if you watch that game after the Eagles game last night, God bless you. Okay?
I was trying to go back and forth.
If you did that.
I had that in the kitchen. I had the Eagles in the family room.
All right. So let me get to one more thing. And then we're going to get a report on A.J. Brown and, you know, hamstrings and how that stuff goes. So Dave Zingaro tweeted after the game last night when Josh Sweat was talking to reporters. That Josh Sweat said the following. This is one of those, like, what is going on with this quote comments? All right. Sweat said on the Eagles pass rush, he said, he's asked what's going on. He said, I don't know. We're not on the same page, man. We got to be together. Ain't on the same page. That's all I can say. We're just not rushing together. Now, the only thing about rushing together that would kind of make sense there is if he's referring to, like, stunts and they're just not timing it up right and guys aren't, you know.
Sense.
And that's probably what he's saying. I guess.
That makes a lot of sense. And then you got to time the stunts up in order for everything to work. And they're not, this early in the season, they haven't had the reps and the full speed reps.
Seltzer, can I hold out hope that they actually get better when they, what is it called, get on the same page? Or do they just stink?
Oh, yeah, I think a player talking out about how they're not on the same page after the second game is absolutely a sign they'll get it together. We'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
It's all good. Everything's great.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Get a new book.
Oh, man. 215-592-949. I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't because, look, again, the only reason that loss didn't hurt me a little bit more was I was convinced watching the game the Eagles just aren't that good. I'm being honest with you. I was prepared even when I thought they were about to win.
You were gut checked at the end of that game.
I was, but I wasn't like to the point of death.
Oh,
no, I'm just telling you.
Okay, they're somewhere in between. No, I'm not saying death, right. But I'm saying that was brutal.
Rhea. I agree it was brutal. But, Reid, tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement. The Eagles are an average team. True or false?
With A.J. Brown, I think they're a little above average.
Okay.
False! Yeah. They're not an average team.
I don't know about that, man.
Come on, man. Seriously?
I see a lot
this
wrong.
This roster looks average to you?
There's a lot.
This roster is not average.
We'll see.
This roster is top of the heap.
I'll tell you this right now, and I rarely do this on a Tuesday. I'm picking New Orleans, 1-2. I hope.
Oh, you're the one who's going to pick New Orleans.
I hope I'm wrong.
Here's all I'll say to that general thing. Like, we just saw 9 underdogs win outright this past week. There's a lot of ebb and flow, especially the first month of NFL seasons now.
I know. Believe me, I know. All right. Let's talk about the A.J. Brown situation. We heard the report from Lisa Salters during the game that A.J. told her that he's going to miss multiple weeks. For more on this and hamstrings and what it all could be, let's get a NovaCare rehabilitation injury report here with Dr. Damon Green, an orthopedic surgeon with Shure Orthopedic University Associates, a division of Ortho New Jersey in Galloway, Summers Point, and Cape May Courthouse. And Dr. Green joins us right now. Dr. Green, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, good in the good morning is not accurate, but bad morning to you, Dr. Green. All right, Eagles lost. So let's get to it here. The hamstring. Sounds like it's going to be multiple weeks. What does that mean from a severity standpoint? If an athlete's telling a reporter multiple weeks, what in your opinion does that entail?
Well, let's start at the beginning. There's four muscles of the hamstring, and they all form together to make up that muscle body. There are a couple different grades of hamstring tears. There's three. So one is just a little bit of swelling in the muscle. Two is swelling plus disruption of about half of one of those muscle bellies, or a little bit less than half of one of those muscle bellies. And a grade three is more than half that muscle has been disrupted in the injury. In A.J. Brown's case, he's had prior hamstring injuries in 2019 and 2021, I believe. And he only missed, I think, one game in 2021. So if he's telling us that it's, you know, a couple of weeks or a couple of games, that would suggest that it's either a grade two or, you know, closer to a grade three, which could mean, you know, 3 to 4 week recovery time.
So what does that look like, the rehab for a grade two or grade three in the time being? What does his rehab look like? How can he speed up his return?
Well, one of the ways they can speed up the return is in NFL players specifically, they have done studies that show PRP injections or platelet-rich plasma injections can help speed particularly NFL or these elite athletes' recovery to get them back on the field faster. So that is one option that he has. A lot of it is just gentle stretching, a lot of icing, and a gentle, gradual ramp up to his full sprinting potential. So starting usually around 50% and then working your way up incrementally every day or every other day or so.
Doc, do a lot of teams do this PRP injection for a hamstring strain? Because when I was playing, no one was doing PRP injections.
Well, I don't think it existed back then.
Well, it did, but it was like in Europe. They're doing stuff, and I think it was probably illegal in the U.S. So this stuff, how commonplace is it?
It's very common. When I was one of the fellows at the Saints, with the Saints, we did at least five or six in that season that I was there.
Wow.
So it's very common, and it does. It works. It gets them back on the field quicker.
That's incredible.
For the lower grade tears. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, Doc, let's talk about the possibility of him playing sooner than he's 100%. How risky? I'm just going to make up some numbers here. 90% healed, 70% healed. How risky is it if he were to come back before he's 100% that it could be a bigger issue down the line if he plays and injures it further?
You're probably talking about an 80 to 90% risk. 10% risk that he injures it further, right? So 80 to 90%, he would be fine. But that also depends on him, right? His whole thing is he's fast, right? You have to stop him from, you know where he's going to go. You just have to stop him, you know, from getting there, right? So for him, you know, he'd probably have about a 10 to 15% chance that he could injure it further and then be out even longer, depending on the, you know, the severity of his current injury.
Yeah, I tend to think they'll be careful with him. Dr. Green, again, is specializing in sports medicine and cartilage surgery. And for more information about Dr. Green, go to sureorthopedic.com. That's sureorthopedic.com. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report, as we do every single, normally Monday, in this case Tuesday after Monday night game. Doc, we appreciate you joining the program today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You got it, buddy. You got it. I think the afternoon will be better than the morning, but I don't know, man. Morning's pretty bad.